I'm Audie Cornish. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we'll hear how the recession has impacted the nation's birth rate. But first, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's proclamation recognizing April as Confederate History Month reopened wounds over that state's Civil War history. Originally, that proclamation omitted any mention of slavery. McDonnell had said he wanted to focus on issues that were the most significant to the state. But now, the Republican governor has reversed that stance, issuing an apology and rewriting the proclamation to include a condemnation of slavery. But the initial move shocked many African-American leaders in Virginia, including some who were prominent supporters of McDonnell. One of them is L. Douglas Wilder. He's a Democrat who was the first African-American to be elected governor of a state post-Reconstruction, and he most recently served as the mayor of Virginia's capital, Richmond. Governor Wilder, welcome.
It's good to be with you, Audie. Good to be with you again.
The Washington Post reports today that Governor McDonnell personally contacted you to apologize about the initial proclamation he put out. And can you tell us what he told you?
Well, he called me yesterday and talked about 20 minutes or so, a very long talk. And I was impressed with the very first thing he said, and that it was a mistake, what he did. He said he didn't take the seriousness of it in terms of what he was doing and what he did do, and he didn't blame the rush of business or any numbers of things, even though they were there. He's just going through a very hectic session, and the bills are coming in to be signed, etc. But I reminded him of image, and I said to him that one of the things that the governor of the state or any chief executive or anyone for that matter has to always be aware of as to your actions project a certain image, and you need to be aware of that. And so he said he was going to revise the statement that he made. And I said that might not be enough. It might be necessary to revise the language of the actual proclamation.
He added to the proclamation, it says, quote, "The institution of slavery led to war and was an evil and inhumane practice that deprived people of their God-given inalienable rights," unquote. Do you think that that language is enough to answer the concerns about having a proclamation for Confederate History Month?
You know, the interesting thing about this, people said Governors Mark Warner and Tim Kaine didn't issue any proclamations. They forget that I did issue a proclamation when I was governor, in essence describing exactly what the war was about, who fought, what they fought for, what the values were, who lost, that slavery was not only a part of it, but it was the driving cause of the war, that there was suffering on both sides, that the nation has begun the process of healing, and that what we should do is be talking about not the beginning of the war as something to celebrate, but the ending of the war, that something should make those who need commiseration have commiseration, but we've moved from that. So I think what his statements have done is redirected the need for us to reexamine what did in fact take place 150 years ago.
But Governor Wilder, we saw people like former Governor George Allen and Jim Gilmore both tangled with this unsuccessfully, and then other governors ignored it. So, I mean, shouldn't he have known better? Shouldn't Governor McDonnell known better than to take this on?
He was not served well by those who were advising him. I'm not saying that that was not his responsibility as such, as I pointed out to you earlier. But you're right. You can't touch those kinds of things and not expect to be burned. And I think he recognizes that now. He sees that now. And you could hear the contriteness even in his voice. The question now is, how do you move forward? And how do you teach this healing? How do you teach this lesson? There are those who asked him to sign this thing who were still adamant that the war was not about slavery, and that there are those of us who just don't really get it. We are just stuck in the mud relative to what the Confederacy is and was. And I think the unfortunate thing is that those people forget that Virginia has risen way past that. I have to remind them, Bob McDonnell did so in his inaugural address, by saying a grandson of slaves, Doug Wilder, could rise to be the governor of our commonwealth. This is how far we have come.
Has this incident made you rethink your decision to be supportive of him?
No, it hasn't, because I thought I knew the person that I was speaking of, and as some have observed, I didn't endorse anyone in this campaign last year. And some interpreted that non-endorsement as tacit endorsement. I don't shirk from that. But Bob McDonnell is a decent man. I thought he was. I still think he is.
Douglas Wilder is the former governor of Virginia. He joined us by phone from his office at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Governor Wilder, thank you.
Thank you. It's always good to be with you.